Hey, Scott Spears back with you on this Monday, April the 25th, 2016, 1:14 coming up on 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The PAL psychic Lynn White will not be here this week, but she will return next week. She's under the weather, and we will catch up with Lynn next week on Monday, 1:15 till 2 p.m. The talk today, though, is the big event coming up May the 12th at Tri Rivers Career Center. It is the 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars and the second annual Spring Brawl Classic Championship Wrestling big event. Two wrestling legends coming in for both of these events. Thunderbolt Patterson, legendary wrestler, commentator, movie star, and Mr. USA Tony Atlas, Hall of Famer. What fun that's going to be to have them both in town. Joined in studio by Terry Tackett. Terry, what great matches, what a great event, top to bottom.
It's going to be a fabulous night, no matter if your pleasure is the talent show or if you're a wrestling fan, whatever. I think we got all the bases covered for you.
And it all comes out on Thursday, May the 12th, 17 days from now, 7 p.m. start time. It is going to be something that absolutely cannot be missed. The big May 12th event, Spring Brawl, coupled with the Night of a Thousand Stars. Thunderbolt Patterson, Mr. USA Tony Atlas going to be on that card. And at the top of that card, we have a world title defense. CCW World Title Defense is our champion. Bobo Brazil goes toe-to-toe again, but this time with a very interesting fellow, somebody we've never seen before. How he got a title shot, we're going to get more into here. The Great Akuma from the Land of the Rising Sun, Bobo Brazil Jr., joins us via telephone. Bobo, how are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself, Scott?
Doing very well. What do you make of the announcement that you will be facing this man from the Land of the Rising Sun, the Great Akuma, for the title?
Well, it's no big surprise about me going against the Great Akuma, because I am the world's heavyweight champion, but, you know, I have a lot to lose, and he have nothing to lose, so I hope he got his homework done when he come from the Rising Sun. The Akuma got to understand, I spent a lot of time in Japan. I know what it takes, and I know how hard he works out. So, believe me, I'll cross all my T's and dot all my I's by the time I get there and figure this man out. He's a dangerous man, Scott. He's very dangerous.
You know,
but he forgets I'm the most fierce man in professional wrestling today.
It's very interesting, Bobo. We were running down the list of people you have defeated. It's who's who. Ox Baker, Lockdown, The Butcher Beast, Uncle Hog, Mr. Hughes, Outlaw Jack Hansen. You have taken them all on. The 2 7-footers, TKO Knuckles, Brutal Pain. It's an amazing list, but yet they're all big guys. They're all hefty guys. They're all power man. The Great Akuma, I think, is the first one with international flair who might have you in the speed department.
I wouldn't say yeah, and I wouldn't say no, Scott, because I do what I have to do to win. And I do it professional. So the Great Akuma is pretty fast, but he's got a little age on him now. And I don't think he's going to contest as he did back in his WCW days.
Now, it's very interesting, Bobo, because President Tackett joins me here. Now, we learned in hour number one, because we were all curious as to how the Great Akuma got a title shot walking in off the street. And apparently, President Tackett here, I want you to come in, Tackett, on this one. You say you've been Skyping back and forth with Great Akuma. What's that all about?
Well, last summer, I'd watched some video of this man. I was just really fascinated by him, and I wanted to know more about him. So I got in contact with his people, and we set up a Skype back and forth and kind of put the match together.
What do you think of that, Bobo?
Well, I hope the president did his negotiation right, because the Great Akuma coming from the Rising Sun is over in Japan. And, you know, Japan is a long way to travel, and a lot that he's going to have on his mind, that I'm facing a man that done seen me. I'm facing a man that done watched me, but I never seen his work, and I never watched him. So how's I'm going to take this? See, that's number one thing that's on his mind. And number two is he done heard about the chops. So he's going to be looking for the take of many of those in this match.
Bobo, there were some other interesting things going on that night I wanted to get your opinion on. The first ever Twinkie match. Mr. USA, WWE Hall of Famer Tony Atlas will be in attendance going one-on-one with the fitness guru himself, the Twinkie expert Slim Trimmons, with his manager Pinky Shortcake. The loser of this match gets a Twinkie put down their throat by the winner. What do you make of that match?
Well, I know Mr. Fitness, I know Pinky, and I know they're capable of eating Twinkies, so that's not going to be no big deal. Tony Allen's going to shove that Twinkie down his throat. And if Pinky gets in the way, he'll do the same thing for her.
Do you think Tony Atlas has much to fear in this match with Pinky Shortcake running around the ring?
He don't have nothing to fear. Because Tony, I knew him for years. I was his tag partner for years. He's like me. He do what he got to do, and he loved to spank women's rear end. So, Pinky, don't step in that ring. You will get your rear end spanked.
Mr. Fitness Slim Trimmons loves his Twinkies, but has he ever had one shoved down his throat with the force of a man, with the power of Mr. USA Tony Atlas?
I don't think he ever had one, but you know what? He can get ready, be prepared, because Tony's going to stay content. I'm going to tell you about Tony. He's going to get in there no matter what's going on. He's going to stay content and do what he got to do to shove that Twinkie down Mr. Fitness' throat.
Now, another interesting thing that'll be going on that night revolves around our president here, Mr. Tackett. And, of course, our president of the board of directors, Sean Kraft, has some things to say, and there's some negotiations going on there. But how about having in attendance to do commentary that night and be the new CCW commissioner, as I have it? You know, we've got Locke down there wanting to bring in tasers. He's threatening GDT's girlfriend, Miss Kimberly, in the corner. We have got you and your match with the mysterious Great Akuma, who likes to blow the mist. We've got Pinky Shortcake on the floor in Slim Trimmon's corner. Twinkies everywhere. The new commissioner. Hey, is there anybody better than Thunderbolt Patterson?
No one better. I worked with him in Philadelphia. I worked with him in Georgia, and he's the best I've ever worked with, the best commentator. And you cannot beat him. He's been the world champion several times, so you got the best at coming in. That I believe would shoot it straight down the middle and won't take no punches from no one.
Knowing Thunderbolt as you do, if somebody like Pinky Shortcake, if somebody like Miss Kimberly, if somebody like the Great Akuma blows that mist, if somebody like Lockdown interjects that taser, what do you think a commissioner like Thunderbolt Patterson is going to do?
Well, he's cable, you know. He's really still got that fire in him. But being the man that he will, he won't only suspend someone and take them out of route. He will get in there and take care of business himself.
You know, you've been a part of many of these CCW events with Thunderbolt Patterson, Mr. USA, the first ever Twinkie match, and you facing the Great Akuma for the first time ever. Can you remember an event with this much mystique and interest going in?
I can't really acknowledge it right now, but I tell you what. It's gonna be leg twisted. You're gonna think it's gonna be the 4th of July.
Oh, it's gonna
all step in that building.
It's gonna be Bobo. I cannot wait to see you on May 12th. Good luck against the Great Akuma. But I tell you, I think you're gonna need it because this, you know, these people from the land of the rising sun. Those wrestlers are taught to take a lot of pain, and they have a lot of tricks up their sleeve, like the mist, like the throat chops. They know how to put you out.
And I know how to put it right back on him with those chops, believe me. I don't think he's going to be able to take many of those chops.
It's going to be a night. Thank you, Bobo.
You're welcome.
Bobo Brazil Jr., one of the all-time greats. Well, what do you think now? You're shaking in your boots over there a little bit. Didn't have a lot to say when Bobo was on the line.
I'm really shaking. I'm just kind of taking it all in. I still think that you can't underplay this mist. I mean,
yeah, but can you underplay what he said about Thunderbolt Patterson?
Mm-hmm. As far as being the commissioner.
Yeah, that he's still got a fire in his belly.
Really, yeah. He could get things done if he needed to.
I'd love to see Thunderbolt just lay one on you. I would, you know, that would make my night.
That would probably make everyone's night.
If he just put one on you once and for all, and you would be over in a corner.
Yeah, just wheel me out. And
wheel you out. I mean, you'd come back, but maybe you'd come back with a more sensible attitude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think it's a bad attitude right now. It's just, I think it's just kind of being a realistic.
What's realistic?
You know, about this whole Akuma thing.
You believe Akuma is going to defeat the man we just talked to, Bobo Brazil Jr.?
I believe he can.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you thought any people in the past could defeat him?
Seeing the people, I thought maybe one of the seven-footers might, but...
What about Ox Baker?
No.
Never had to worry about
never
that.
Never had to worry about that.
Even though he was the champion.
Yeah, never did.
Why did you have no fear of the great Ox Baker?
Well, obviously Ox didn't get around the greatest. So.
But now there was a master of the dirty trick.
Yeah. Well, and talking to Akuma is that, you know, he's kind of a, not a direct disciple, but he had some conversations with Ox Baker before he died, and he said Ox gave him a few tips.
That nerve hold?
So we'll see what happens here. He said he told him that he showed him a move that he never used, and he wants him to use it against Bobo. So.
What about Butcher Beast? Was Butcher Beast not a threat?
Oh,
Mr. Hughes?
Butcher Beast was a threat, yeah.
Mr. Hughes?
Yeah.
But they didn't get the job done.
Didn't get it done, no.
So how's Akuma going to get it done?
Well, like
what
said,
does Akuma have that they don't have?
He's got youth and speed and
they didn't have youth and but Butcher Beast is not an older man.
Well, I mean, he's not a you know, very light either. I mean, on his feet, he's...
But that was his strength, being big, tough, and mean.
Right, but I still think if you can move around that ring and...
I hope you've got all your bills paid with the great Akuma, because people from the land of the rising sun do not like it when you don't pay the bills. You might end up with some mist in your face.
Well, we'll see here. I mean, that's... You know, I think me and Akuma have such a great relationship that...
See, there you go again. What is this great relationship that you and Akuma have?
I mean, I consider him definitely a friend. I mean...
Do you consider Bobo a friend?
Yeah.
As good a friend?
Possibly, you know.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So you think this is going to be right down the middle?
Yeah. Mm. Well, it can never be down the middle with Referee Ron.
Oh, Referee Ron. Back to Referee Ron. I wish old Referee Ron was listening.
Because I don't know if he knows how to call things down the middle.
Why do you have such a fascination with Referee Ron?
Well, he just... like I say, if you just see some of the things that he's done in the past, I mean...
Now, how do you think the president of the board of directors, Sean Kraft, is going to feel about all that you've said today, that this has all come to pass now?
Well, I think if he does research on it, he's going to understand where I'm coming from.
I don't understand where you're coming from. I've been here the entire time.
A hasty decision.
I don't understand. What could a hasty... What, in your opinion, is a hasty decision?
Would be, obviously, to, you know, to suspend me or, you know, or...
I'm looking forward to that.
Or to not allow, you know, the mist or anything like that.
Well, you got to blackball the mist.
Well, I mean, it's part of the you know, it's part of the deal with it, with the great Akuma. I mean,
what if I carry a 2x4 down there and I say, well, that's part of my deal?
Well,
is that I'm going to carry a 2x4?
Jim Duggan did.
But he didn't use it on people.
Unless he had to.
But he was always disqualified.
Well, I mean, maybe you disqualify Akuma. I don't know.
Oh, I think we should.
But you still shouldn't stop the guy from using it.
He can use it all he wants, but if he sprays him with it, that's going to be a disqualification, I believe.
You know.
And on a disqualification, there is no title change.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, maybe make it a no DQ.
I don't think you have that authority at this particular juncture.
Well.
And you've also got Thunderbolt Patterson on your tail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I say, hopefully, you know, he can make rational decisions and, you know. And
oh, he's rational, all right.
So
Thunderbolt Patterson.
He's seen a lot, so hopefully he can.
He's seen a lot, been a lot of places.
And done a lot of things.
And can put a lot of hurting on a gentleman like yourself who tries to get in the way. Of fair and decent, balanced matches.
I'm not trying to get in the way. I'm just trying to make sure that fair and equality is done.
As in the past?
Yeah. Because, see, in the past, there was always one-sidedness.
Really? From who?
Due to Referee Ron.
Due to Referee Ron, yes. He's been the scourge of the whole organization.
Yeah. He's basically given us a black eye in that department.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. But now he's got lifetime employment, thanks to you last time.
Yeah, because of a technicality.
A big technicality.
A big 7-foot technicality.
And you're still friends with that guy.
Yeah. Well, he explained to me he had, you know, he was in traffic and his mother had died and blah, blah, blah. And
oh, his mother had died and so, blah, blah, blah. You're a piece of work.
So being the sentimental guy I am, I forgave him. And
you need help.
So
You need professional help, and I'm not sure that we can get that to you in the time before May the 12th. Tell them when. Tell them when, where, and what.
It's Thursday night, May 12th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. is going to be the talent show, the night 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars. Then at 8 o'clock is when the CCW Spring Brawl portion of the show happens, and it's going to take place at Tri Rivers Career Center, which is 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. So come on out and get your tickets, and you can stop by the studio here or give us a call, 740-383-9944. We can reserve some for you. Show up the night of the show. You're going to see great action. Thunderbolt Patterson, Tony Atlas, Bobo Brazil Jr., Slim Trimmons, GDT, Demon Khan, Mr. 90210, it's going to be a great...
You forgot about your Akuma.
The great Akuma.
See, you left him right out there.
I can't forget it. Can't forget
you that. Forgot about it.
No, I didn't forget
what
about
a horrible it. Guy you are. No, holy mackerel. What an amazing event. We're taking a call here. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Scott, I heard you wanted to talk to me.
Oh, it's Referee Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Referee Ron. I'm not sure if you caught wind of it yesterday, but there's another big CCW event returning here to Marion Thursday night, May the 12th. Tri Rivers Career Center. I'm sure you will be there as head official, correct?
Well, now that I know, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess.
You got the word just like the rest of us.
Way to go, Ron.
Yeah.
Okay, now that being
Terry
said.
Terry there sitting there talking.
Yeah, that was him. He's been bad-mouthing you for about the last 90 minutes.
For what? Saying that I'm a good referee I won that last match there at, what was that?
Wrestle Bowl? Yeah. He's
Due to a technicality.
A count out that your guy was chicken?
A technicality.
Chicken. Your guy was chicken.
Okay. Well, you know, he
was running scared from a roly referee.
Well, you know, he's there this time.
Huh?
He'll be there this time.
Yeah, but see, no, you can't. Scott, you can't do that. He can't do that.
No, I mean, he can bring the guy there, but he can't. You're right. You are employed for life now. That's a
yeah.
done deal. But he can bring his 7-foot guy there. What kind of threat was that, Tackett?
About yeah. what?
You said you're going to bring this guy there. You can't take his.
Well, all I'm saying is that I'm sure Referee Ron will be refereeing his match, so.
That sounds like a threat, Ron.
I would hope he calls it right. Because I would hate to see a 7-footer get upset.
So when's the date?
Thursday night, May 12th.
What's the event for CCW?
Yes.
It starts at 8.
Out at Tri Rivers. Now, you're not going to want to miss this because the main event is Bobo Brazil Jr. putting his title on the line against a man from the rising sun, the Great Akuma, which I think President Tackett is siding with here. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, he's under his paycheck.
I think he is. And then you've got Mr. USA, Tony Atlas, returns to Marion to face Slim Trimmons, the diet guru, and his girlfriend, Pinky Shortcake, in a Twinkie match. The loser gets a Twinkie slammed down their throat. Demon Khan will face Mr. 90210, and Lockdown goes one-on-one with GDT, and Miss Kimberly will be in the corner, and the new CCW commissioner, legendary wrestler that night, doing commentary and commissioning Thunderbolt Patterson.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a heck of a show.
It is a heck of a show. $10 a seat?
Too bad you have to be there, right, Ron?
That's horrible!
Well, I got to be the head referee, don't I?
Oh God, that's right.
Well, Referee Ron, I got some things I want to cover with you here real quick. Number one, Lockdown has called in today and said there's going to be some shocking incidents in that night. We know he's talking about the taser, and he says he's going to lay one on Miss Kimberly. You're the head official. What are you going to do about that?
Well, because of Terry there, watching every move I make now, and, you know, the Lord watching me. I can't allow that to go on.
Good.
How can you stop it? You've never stopped it before.
I'd have to call security out.
Security.
Whoever security is, I'd have to call them.
Okay. Right? You're supposed to be security.
I mean, I'm just a referee. What am I supposed to do? Get in there and, like, throw haymakers at him?
You're supposed to check him.
Huh?
You're supposed to pat him down and make sure he didn't have any weapons.
I do that before the match. You see how many stuff I bring out of his uniform that he's wearing? And
I see how many things you don't bring out of his uniform, Woody.
What if he attacks Miss Kimberly? Are you going to put yourself in the way of that?
I'd have to. She's a woman.
There you go. Good for you. Now, let's get to the Mr. USA, Tony Atlas, and Slim Trimmons, and Pinky Shortcake. Pinky Shortcake is 3'7", a dynamite. What if she tries to get involved in that one?
I'd have to step in, like, you know.
What if she bites, like, what if she bites your ankles?
Huh?
What if she bites your ankles?
I'd still have to step in. You know, like you guys, like Carrie's trying to say I'm a bad referee. Well, I'd have to show them that, you know, hey, I'm not allowing all this mess to go on no more.
Well, most importantly that night, Bobo Brazil Jr. defends the CCW Championship against the Great Akuma. Great Akuma's from the land of the rising sun. He's been known to spray this mist. President Tackett seems to be siding with Great Akuma. I'm not sure what that's all about. He's made some trips over there. And he says the mist is legal. Now, if you see, you said that, what if Akuma sprays that mist in Bobo's eyes? What will you do?
Disqualify the match.
There you go.
But
see?
But your record of seeing things is not very good. So what if you don't see this mist?
See, what happens behind my back, I can't see. I can't tell what happened.
You're supposed to be on your toes at all times.
Yeah, but if I'm distracted by something that's going on or someone gets on that ring apron or something, I can't see what's going on behind me.
So you mean if a hot dog vendor walks by and offers you a hot dog?
A pizza guy walks by, you know, like, you know.
Jesus.
A title could change hands because Ron's looking for a pizza vendor. What is going on?
If you look at some of the other tapes, everything is...
I've defended you, Ron, and now you're losing it. Well, you know who the new commissioner is, don't you?
Tom Brady comes by.
You know who the new commissioner is?
No, I ain't.
Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt Patterson.
I'll look him up.
Do you want to disappoint Thunderbolt Patterson?
No.
He's liable to hurt you.
I'll be on my top of my game that night.
Okay, good.
Are you sure?
I've been ever since I've been out at the last CCW show, I've been training.
Oh, good.
Wow. So you're down to 10 beers a night instead of 12.
I've learned some stuff. What's that, Terry?
So you've been training. You're down from 12 beers to 10, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
A case to one case.
Them elbow curls.
Or two cases to one.
Them elbow curls are working.
Ron, do you live in a wind tunnel every time? every time we have you on, it sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
I was outside enjoying the sun, and the wind, gust of wind came at me.
Okay, I understand.
That's a sign right there from Akuma.
It's a beautiful day out. You guys should be out in the sun.
Well, we're working.
That's the great.
When you guys get done.
That's the great Akuma sending you a sign that you better call it right down the middle.
I will. It's like a straight arrow.
Yeah, a straight arrow coming from you, I'm sure has a few niches in it.
No. Terry or Scott, am I going to have to deal with him that night?
Well, he'll be there. I mean, I can't ban him from the building, but the head of the executive committee, Sean Kraft, will be on tomorrow, and I don't know. I think some edicts are going to come down as far as what President Tackett's able to do and not do.
he'll get on there and harass me and everything. Like,
maybe I'll get you a pizza vendor for you.
See, that's... You can't... He's trying to bribe me there, Scott. Did you hear?
That's the cheapest bribe I've ever heard in my life.
He's trying to get me under his
paycheck or whatever. You get a paycheck of a pizza. Remember? See that?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know if you're worth working for a pizza.
Why do you got it for referee Ron so bad? You've bad-mouthed him for the last 90 minutes.
Well, he just... Just his style and my style are just two totally different.
And what is that?
Well, his style, of course, is that he misses everything under the sun.
And you don't?
And I don't.
What have you seen?
If a guy's bringing in an object, I make sure I walk over and let
Ron and thank
know
him for doing it.
That, you know, hey, this guy for 20 minutes has had this object. You didn't see it. I
20 minutes later, yeah. You walk over there, huh?
Yeah, after Ron yeah. should have seen it 20 minutes ago. After the guy's bloodied and his arm's ready to fall off and, you know, everything else.
Why don't you walk over as soon as you see it?
Because I figure...
See, he waits until it's over with, then to say something.
A little rope
like that one, he waited a year. Remember?
Oh, man. All I know is that this seems like nothing but trouble coming up on May the 12th as the saga between you two continues, but I don't know what the point is at this point.
Yeah, it's over with. That match happened, it's over.
Well, the point is that even though you're employed for life, you're still going to be under scrutiny.
How?
From me.
But I'm not relying on
that. You're not in jeopardy of losing your job.
Hey, that night, Scott, that night where I reffed, and I did referee that by myself, though, that whole show.
You did.
I did a heck of a show.
You only missed 67% of the calls.
I didn't miss. Yes, I agree.
And there was one time in that tag match that I do remember that you questioned. All chaos was breaking loose. And there was one.
No, I'll tell you what. I have this. You're right. The last event, Nikolai Volkoff was facing the Butcher Beast, and Butcher Beast pulled out a shiv from his boot, and Nikolai took the shiv and hit the Butcher Beast with it twice. Now, why you didn't disqualify him, I don't know.
Well, the reason why is because if you go back, I was in the middle, and when I ran away, then he hit him with it while my back was turned. And then I turned around, and then Butcher Beast was laying outside of the ring.
It's going to be interesting, Ron. May the 12th, keep it open at the Tri-Rivers Career Center starting at 7 p.m. Charity show from 7 to 8, and then the wrestling show from 8 to 10. Good to talk with you, Ron.
Yep, so be there about what, 7?
7 will be good.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
At the Tri-Rivers Center, where do I go? At the auditorium?
Just look where all the people are going.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Holy mackerel. May the 12th, coming up. We're hearing from all the participants now.
Yeah.
See, you riled him up again.
I'm just trying to keep the guy on his toes.
For what?
Because he's, like I say, he's been known to miss a few calls. And
don't we all?
And but these calls have been detrimental, you know, to the people involved.
Who?
I mean, it's cost them titles and things like that.
Who do you feel this has been totally detrimental for?
Well, He missed a call in that Outlaw Jack Hansen match, which Hansen might have been able to mount some offense for about 10 seconds against him.
I don't think anything could have helped the Outlaw in that
yeah,
match.
Yeah, he was hurting.
It was last call for the Outlaw night.
He was out.
So what call did you want referee Ron to make?
Well, I still go back to the birthday bash with the 7-footers. He clearly missed a fireball from Sabu.
Well, that was after the match was over.
He missed one of the 7-footers in the table.
The match was over.
It was still going at that point.
No. Yeah. When that fireball was thrown, the match was over.
Well, when the guy jumped to the table, it wasn't.
Well, what about the birthday cake?
The birthday cake he missed?
What should he have done?
How could you miss a birthday cake sitting right there?
What should he have done?
He should have disqualified him.
For hitting somebody with a birthday cake?
Yeah, for having a birthday cake there.
What happened on the outside?
Well, it doesn't matter. He knew who was going to do it.
If it doesn't happen in the ring, you can do that on the outside.
I've noticed a lot of times where people have been eliminated in battle royals and stuff, and he's helped them back in.
Now, when does he help them back in?
Well, he shakes their hand, you know, like he's going to congratulate them, but then in essence, he turns his back, and they're back in the ring.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I'll have to check the videotape.
Check that out, yeah.
Well, on this card, what's your favorite match?
My favorite match on this card is Slim Trimmons and Mr. USA Tony Atlas.
Coming up on May the 12th, Tri-Rivers Career Center, 7 p.m.
Yep.
Get your tickets at the WWGH Studios in the Marion Center Mall. We're open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Get your tickets here. Only $10 a pop. That covers the charity show from 7 to 8 and the wrestling show from 8 to 10. Mr. USA Tony Atlas will be there, as well as legendary performer for so many years, Thunderbolt Patterson. What a fun night it's going to be.
That'll be worth the price of admission just right there.
Plus, performing that night, the Martha Dowse Dance Studio, the Dance Factory, the Lasickney Brothers, and the other wrestlers will be on hand. Slim Trimmons, Pinky Shortcake, the Great Akuma, Referee Ron, Mike Clark, Sean Kraft, Demon Khan, Mr. 90210, Lockdown, GDT, Miss Kimberly, a whole host of others, and who knows what else as we head up to this big event, which is just right around the corner.
It's going to be huge.
So, your calls will be wrong.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like normal. I think you and Referee Ron went to the same school.
Well, he went to the School of Hard Knocks.
And where did you go?
I went to a technical school.
Yeah, technically not a school. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big night. And I think the wild card in this entire thing could be Thunderbolt Patterson.
Yeah. I mean, with some of the rulings he could make, they could definitely have an impact on.
I think the rulings he could make would have a huge impact on a lot of things that are going on.
Yeah.
And where do you go from there?
Right. I mean, do you take the calls that he makes and ride that momentum onto your next?
Well, I'm just saying, in general, how do you think he could change the complexion of what's happening there that night?
Yeah, I mean, the landscape could definitely change, you know, with a few of his calls.
Well, my feeling is the landscape is going to change regardless because of that night. I mean, things going on that just gigantic.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a huge night.
It is going to be. Give people the details one more time.
The details are as follows. On Thursday, May 12th, starting at 7 p.m. at Tri-Rivers Joint Vocational School, we're going to have the 17th Annual Night of 1,000 Stars from 7 to 8. You're going to see people from the Dance Factory and the Martha Dowse Dance Studio and the Lasickney Brothers, and just the list goes on and on. Then at 8 o'clock, we'll be ready for the Classic Championship Wrestling Spring Brawl, where you'll see guys like Tony Atlas and Thunderbolt Patterson and Slim Trimmons and Bobo Brazil Jr., Lockdown, Miss Kimberly. It's just going to be an entire night full of just entertainment. So if you know, for $10, come on out and just enjoy a great night of entertainment.
And the whole shooting match?
It's at Tri-Rivers Joint Vocational School, located at 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road in Marion, Ohio.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to take a quick break here. We might have one more guest coming up here before the program's over today. So don't you dare touch that dial. We'll be right back after this very short but important break.
It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. The guests are amazing. From legendary First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.
That's the best answer I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it, darling, and I just adored my ghost.
To legendary pro wrestler Captain Lou Albano.
Well, God bless you, and you're a gentleman and a scholar. You're often imitated but never duplicated, and I'd like to say you're a great guy. So whatever you're doing, keep doing.
Actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers, and that's why I love you and your show, dear.
First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Ohio, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Madge Cooper. Madge Guthrie.
You won't be a millionaire, but it's the best job in the world.
And legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off.
Don't miss it Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio.
Hey, Scott Spears, Terry Tackett back with you. 10 minutes left in the program today talking about the big event coming up on May the 12th. We may or may not have our guest. If not, maybe we'll catch up with them later in the week or next Monday. But it's going to be a lot of fun. The 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars, May the 17th, the Tri-Rivers Career Center, 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. And then from 8 to 10 p.m. that very same night, it is the wrestling event. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're sure to all enjoy that. Oh, I think we're actually want to check that out and see who's on the line there real quick before we hit the okay. Maybe we'll see who this is in just 1 second. We don't know who it was? Well, hopefully they call back. We'll hope that we get a call back from whoever that was. If that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. And maybe we'll get an answer here. Maybe that was our guest. We can only hope. Any word? No, okay, hold on. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, the technical problems here today will eat you alive. You know what? We're going to get one more break in here and try to figure out what's going on. Don't you dare switch that dial for a second. We're coming right back. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a Big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
To legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Well, what would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh.
There? And we're going to break into programming right here live on WWGH Radio because, as we've told you, big announcement out coming up here on May the 12th. What a huge event it's going to be. 7 p.m. start time, the 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars. We have the Lasekni Brothers performing, the Martha Dowse Dance Studio, the Carol Alt Dance Studio. Then at 8 p.m. that very same night, our big wrestling event, Spring Brawl, will come to the Tri-Rivers Career Center. $10 a seat, 740-383-9944 if you'd like to order an event. Two big reasons why that's going to be a big event. That night we are going to honor with our Pioneer Award, legendary Mr. USA three times, Mr. Tony Atlas, but getting the Humanitarian Award is a man who I like a whole lot. Without question, the best talker in the history of professional wrestling, coming to Marion, Ohio for the first time in a long time, but hopefully not the last. The legend, the talker, the pro wrestler, the humanitarian. Could not be happier to have him coming in just 17 short days, Mr. Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Very good, and you, sir?
Looking very forward to our visit on May the 12th. Glad we were finally able to make it official. What does it mean for you to come that night and accept the Humanitarian Award?
Well, it's an honor. You know, it's been so long since I've been back up through that area. I guess it's been, since 68, 69, and I haven't had the opportunity to work in that area since that time. So I'm looking forward of that night of coming back. So I'm asking everybody to call somebody, tell somebody, I want to touch them. I want to shake their hand. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Thunderbolt, this is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to start off that night by having our award presentation at the 17th annual Night of a Thousand Stars, and then we're going to go into the business for our big TV taping of Spring Brawl, which you are going to be a part of as a commentator. Are you looking to being back in an arena where wrestling's going on here in Ohio?
Well, you know, that's all I know, man. I mean, that's in my blood, and I haven't been, you know, really, really involved in it other than what Tony and I do. We Kingdom Championship Wrestling. We go over and we wrestle and at churches and all, and we tell people about Jesus. So it's an honor to get back into the kind of the mainstream.
Without question. Now, there is talk that night, Thunderbolt, that the board of directors here at Classic Championship Wrestling, of course you're going to do commentary because, as I said, you're one of the greatest talkers of all time, but also might be serving as a commissioner that night just to make sure if anybody gets out of line at that wrestling show that you can keep the peace. Do you look forward to a governing position like that?
Well, I mean, you know, our sheriff is coming in town. You know, we need law and order. That's one of the problems in the world today. You know what I mean? People don't want to give no respect. So it's a new sheriff coming to town.
We're
going to do what we do. So
this is something.
Let them all know, beware.
Well, and this is very interesting, Thunderbolt. We have had calls from people who are on, because we've devoted the entire 2 hours today to the big show on May the 12th. And from what we understand, there are people booked on that card. Some people have said they're going to bring tasers to their matches. Some people have said they're going to go after valets. We know there are managers there that night. And the big main event that night is Bobo Brazil Jr. putting his title on the line against the Great Akuma from the Land of the Rising Sun. And he's got a mist. How do you see being able to juggle this all? What message would you give to people that night who might challenge?
Well, man, let's slow down just a little bit now. Okay, what are we talking about? We're talking about gangster stuff, or are we talking about professional wrestling? That's one of the things that has happened here lately. We got a lot of wannabes and a lot of fat cats and individuals that don't know anything about wrestling and want to be, but that's the reason the business has such a bad name. If I'm going to be involved, there's going to be some law and order. And it's going to go back to old school. We're not going to bring, you know, we ain't going to do no goofy stuff. Are you with me?
I'm with you, you know, and I am so glad to hear you say that because I think the wrestling business could use some old school.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, just like I said, you know, it's time has kind of caught up with wrestling, if you want to put it that way, because, you know, there's so many people out there, as I say, that want to be, that shouldn't be, and it's just time for to clean up the mess. You know, it's just like the country. Look what's going on. Everything, all hell and broke loose. I mean, we got to get back in, you know, in the line. This is the United States, man. And coming to Ohio, I mean, it just doesn't make sense of things that's going on now that shouldn't be happening. And like I say, let them all know that the high sheriff in town, they're gonna have to change their ways or move on.
I like the sound of that, Thunderbolt. One thing that's very interesting is your old pal that night will also be there, Mr. USA Tony Atlas. What is it going to be like to see him again? And
very, very good friend of mine. Very good friend. Well, I'm glad to have some of that young blood, some of that individuals. Because if we need a little backup, you understand what I'm saying? Because we're not going to let them come and take over the house. I don't know what they've been doing. Have no idea of what they've been doing, but as they say, did you watch Wide Earth?
I did.
The two series of Wide Earth. The book stops here.
You know, that's a good title for this night, Thunderbolt. May the 12th.
The book stops here. So, you know, I mean, whether they like it or not, you know, that's just the way it is, you know.
Thunderbolt, as I say, I want to let everybody know again, Thunderbolt Patterson, Mr. USA Tony Atlas will be in Marion, Ohio at the Tri-Rivers Center, 222 Marion Mount Gilead Road, Thursday night, May the 12th, 7 p.m. A lot of performances going on, a lot of award recipients. Thunderbolt Patterson will get the Humanitarian Award, and then a big wrestling show following that with Mr. USA Tony Atlas on the card, Bobo Brazil Jr., and Thunderbolt Patterson doing commentary and serving as our commissioner now that night. And as I say, Thunderbolt, I think everybody knows you were the best talker in the wrestling business. So before we part on this day, you're speaking to the audience here in Marion, Ohio, that'll be coming out out to this show, and the people at the wrestling event who you're going to be serving as commissioner for, just speak to them. What do you have to say to them about May the 12th?
Well, first of all, to all the fans out there, I'd like to say heaven high, giving God all the praise and all the glory. I'm just real, real excited of having the opportunity to come back in your area, and more so, I'm so excited of being able to come up there and see some of what's going on, and see if we can make some changes. So all I can say to the fans is to call somebody, tell somebody, hey, look, I ain't dead yet. I'm still alive, and it's an honor. It's an honor to be there. And as Freddie Miller used to say, be there, because I will. I want to touch you.
Thunderbolt Patterson, it's going to be fantastic. Thank you for calling in, and I look forward to May the 12th.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll see you now, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thunderbolt Patterson, an absolute legend, Terry. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
He's already said it. Call somebody. Yeah. Tell somebody. It's coming around. Talk of the Town with Marge Hazlett is around the corner in 10 minutes. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
Change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government